City Current. Produced by Dakota Media Access. In-depth discussion with Bismarck and Mandan city officials. Watch on Government Access Channel 602 HD or tune in to Radio Access 102.5 FM. Always local, always current.
Welcome to City Current. It's Wednesday, February 20th, the day after a Mandan City Commission meeting. I'm Mary Van Sickle with Dakota Media Access, and I'm here with Jim Neubauer, City Administrator of the City of Mandan.
Hey, Mary. Surprise. We had another little bout of snow last night, a little bit this morning. So
just keeps coming.
Seems to be the flavor of the month, unfortunately.
That but, it can handle. It's the sub-zero temperatures,
yes.
I think everybody is very, very tired of. So hopefully there's an end in sight there. But we're not here to talk about weather.
No, we're not.
We're not qualified.
We're here to talk about commission meeting last night.
Yeah.
So a lot of things on our agenda last
night.
Yeah,
there were, you know, there were a lot of things. But before we want to get into that, there was a recognition of an employee,
yep.
A long-time employee who was
long-term
retiring.
Employee, firefighter Bob Smith. We'll be retiring here in a few days, and Bob's been with us for 28 years. Multi-talented, this man can fix about everything, has done a lot of electrical work. And
we got a little video rolling, too, of the mayor
yep.
and Chief Nardello recognizing Bob Smith last night. Like you say, 28 years.
28 years, very good guy, and like you said, he'd do anything for you, and at a drop of a hat, he'd never ask questions, you know, why or how can we help? And like I said, We're happy for Bob. We're sad to see him go, but we're happy for him that he gets to retire and move on to the next stage in his life.
Yeah, I think so. The mayor was saying he's one of those guys that, you know, just kind of, you could always ask him to do something
right.
A little out of the ordinary, and he'd be there. And then I think the mayor said something to the effect of, could I have your cell phone number in case we need you?
Yep, and like I said, Bob kind of does... He does so many things for us, and in addition to being a firefighter, we've hired him to do some electrical work when he's not doing his firefighter job. And
jack of all trades.
He'll figure it out.
There you
go. And good guy to have. And like I said, we wish Bob and his family the best, and we'll be very sad on his last day.
Yeah. Well, to the business of the evening, there were a number of public hearings, and all of them a first consideration. So
Correct.
They'll come back in a final consideration, but... It was an interesting night. You had chickens, you had crematoriums, you had fireworks, you had murals, you had also public art. I mean, it was an interesting night, no doubt. But it started out with backyard chickens.
Backyard chickens, absolutely. I think over the past several years, we've had, you know, requests come in, and seems to be kind of the flavor of the day is, you know, can I raise chickens? Because they want the organic eggs and things like that. And so we started looking at our ordinances, and the folks who are asking us for the ability to have, you know, chickens in your backyard or your front yard or however, they were very instrumental in helping us do the homework and do the research and come up with a proposed ordinance that seems to work for everyone.
It does. It is a part of a growing trend over the last decade or so of people really wanting a source of more natural and organic
right.
food. I mean, we see CSAs popping up in the community, community gardens,
yep.
a lot more interest in vegetables and farmers markets. You know, so there's that. And this is just an extension of that. People want a source of organic eggs and to be able to control their own food source. So,
yep, I thought some of the comments last night were very interesting. Our billing official, Sean Aradnick, has... I think he said 4 or 6 chickens that kids put a harness on them, take them out for a walk.
Yes, that was interesting,
and I've never quite heard of taking a chicken for a walk. But again, some of the highlights of our ordinance are you can have up to four chickens, 4 hens, no roosters. We know that roosters are loud and noisy.
Oof, yeah.
And we do not want roosters in town, but hens are usually pretty mild and pretty tame, and they're not going to be disruptive to the neighborhood.
I think another reason that people are interested in the backyard chickens is really kind of an educational process for their children
right.
to learn how to care for and cultivate the eggs and care for the chickens and again, being more aware of your own food sources.
Yep, I think, you know, for us as city staff, this has been a learning experience for us too. So again, we appreciate those folks who would like to have the ability to have this opportunity in town, but they also understand we want to make it work, because right. we know if it doesn't work, the commission can change the ordinance and pull it out.
Absolutely.
One of the concerns that we were expressed last night is how much time will this take mm-hmm. of city staff
What kind
time?
Of oversight is
You know, there'll be a yeah. permit every year that has to be renewed, sure. so it just not it's not a one and done.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll take a look at it. And right now, we just don't have a way to judge how many people will be interested in doing this.
And
so,
what kind of staff time it'll yep. take to manage it.
So, and we'll figure that out as we go.
Sure.
You know, if it becomes unmanageable, then we'll take a different turn.
Now, it'll come back again to the next meeting
yep.
for final consideration. And after that, it's open. People can
Correct.
Move forward
we'll
on
have
this.
The second consideration the first Tuesday in March. And if there are no changes or adjustments, then that ordinance will be in effect. And like I said, it's for all those folks that are looking forward to this. And I was, when I first got the call, maybe a year or so ago, and then we worked on it a little bit, and then the individual said, well, they weren't ready, and backed off. Said, well, whenever you folks are ready to move this forward, bring it back. And like
so
I said,
there's
so
some
we're,
guidelines
we're at that
you
time.
Have to
guidelines.
It has to be in a coop, and it has to be
yep.
a certain distance from your neighbor's property, and
yep.
from the it must be in a rear or side yard. I mean, there's all sorts of conditions, so start
right.
making your coop yep. plans for
and this,
you know,
man,
construction.
Not the first. This is not the first
Absolutely.
Rodeo.
Absolutely, yeah.
First, not the
chicken
first
rodeo.
Chicken rodeo to go around. There's other communities in yeah. North Dakota, Bismarck Jamestown, West
right.
Fargo, yeah. things like that. So,
but Bismarck's allowed 10 chickens.
Yep,
Manhattan's
we've
only had four.
We're only at four, and I think yeah. Bismarck's maybe in the ETA or the extra
okay.
territorial zone.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm not quite positive on that. But
okay.
like, we thought four would be a good number to start with. If we need to reduce that, we can always reduce that.
Yeah.
So.
Fireworks came up again.
Yes.
This is, again, ongoing discussion, but mm-hmm. It's gone through a lot of meetings and
yep.
police department, fire department, fireworks vendors
right.
have been all part of this discussion. And there was some confusion about where can you sell fireworks.
Correct. And as always, you cannot have a fireworks stand located within the city of Mandan in our corporate boundaries. Therefore, there was a little bit of ambiguity between where the corporate boundaries and our extraterritorial zone,
mm-hmm.
like the 1 mile or 2 mile in some places. Who has authority? What zoning conditions are in place?
Okay.
So we worked with Morton County Planner Natalie Pierce. We worked with Sheriff Kirkmeyer, who actually issues the permit for those fireworks stands.
Mm-hmm.
And we also work with Rural Fire Department and the City Fire Department and gathering their input on, hey, what's in the best interest of everybody. We also included the fireworks dealers. So those that
course,
are going
yeah.
to be, you know, renting land and putting up
yeah.
Fireworks stands, we have
now,
their input.
They invest
input.
A lot into this time of year, and
yep.
it'll be, again, coming back to the commission at your next
right.
meeting for finalization, but at least this all clears up.
Yep.
So.
And we're doing this now so that folks are, you know, we had discussions with them last July
mm-hmm.
because there were some concerns that brought up. And so we've been working with them all along. And like I said, so right now they have time to adjust their plans for, you know, June and July if they need to.
Another first consideration on a public hearing last night was regarding crematoriums.
Yes.
That took up the bulk of your meeting. There was a lot of discussion. It was very interesting, I thought. And the impetus for this is that the need for crematoriums mm-hmm. obviously is growing in the
right.
country and in this area, but specifically a lot of this discussion had to do with a particular piece of property, but the ordinance that's been introduced
right.
wasn't necessarily just for this project.
That's correct. When we fielded the initial call on, hey, looking at doing a crematorium, what are the rules, and that provided us the impetus to say, all right, we need to take a look
mm-hmm.
at it. We do not have an application. We don't have the individual who's looking at the crematorium and funeral home has not bought property. We wanted to be ahead of the game and try and figure out, okay, is our current ordinance adequate
mm-hmm.
or do we need to make adjustments? What we found out, you know, we asked the question of our Mandan funeral homes about what do they think, and the big question is what's the distance between an adjoining property owner's line and a crematorium and things like that. Gathered their input.
Mm-hmm.
Our staff and John Van Dyke, our city planner, had put together a set of recommendations for our Planning and Zoning Commission. The Planning and Zoning Commission didn't necessarily agree with John, so they made some adjustments to that ordinance. And then what we presented to the commission last night was, here's the ordinance, here's planning and zoning recommendation, here's staff recommendation, and mm-hmm. you know, what would you as commission like to do?
So the commission did take action last night, but they didn't take the recommendation as it was presented. They actually changed the setback to a minimum of 200 feet, I believe.
Right. Okay. And that's a compromise a little bit between what the staff's recommendation was and what the planning and zoning recommendation was. So, you know, it's not often that the city commission will adjust what planning and zoning recommends, but it does happen.
And it does happen. I think, I think as a result of the residents in that area are concerned, have concerns,
right.
and they testified last night. So the motion was passed to move this forward, but the commission also asked for some additional information.
Yep.
So I do you anticipate it may not be your next meeting for the final consideration?
Correct. If we do another public hearing, then we have to have time to put that publication and that public notice in the paper. Therefore, we're looking at in the future is probably come back the second meeting in March, which would be the third Tuesday of March, tentatively right now. The commission didn't set a hard date on that. We need to do a little bit more homework on our side.
Okay.
Need to make sure we've got the proper publications in place. But yeah, very interesting discussion last night.
Yeah, it was.
And we had a packed house, which is good to see. We have interested citizens in. But again, a lot of them were there to say, we don't want a crematorium in this location. Mm-hmm. And what the commission was doing last night was really, we need to lay the ground rules for if, whether it's in this location or another location in town, what are the ground rules that, you know, if a property owner, if someone wants to buy property, what are the rules that they need to play by?
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, we'll watch that one as it comes back again, too. So, also, the last item that was there for final or first consideration, public hearing, was a mural appeal.
Yes.
From the Mandan Architectural Review Committee had flagged a mural, a piece of public art that had been installed in downtown Mandan that was in violation of the ordinance.
Right. The we'd been working on public art and mural guidelines for quite a while.
Yeah, we've talked about it here.
Guidelines were adopted.
Right.
An individual with a piece of property went forward and painted a mural on the street-facing side of the building. Mm-hmm. They did not come in and get a permit or, you know, come in and get permission to do it. They just did it.
In front of it.
They correct.
Went ahead and installed it.
So there's a process to say,
right.
Here's our mural. Here's what we want it to look like. Here's what we want to do. It goes in front of Architecture Review Commission. It'll get its blessing, and you're free to move forward.
And their objection was primarily where the art is placed, not necessarily the content. That wasn't really, I don't believe, even discussed. But it was really in the violation is really where it's put.
Right. The violation is that it's on a street-facing side. And in this case, it's actually an avenue-facing stride. But if you think of a street as whether it's a street or an avenue, it's on a street-facing side of the building. And that was, in turn, the violation. They were asked to remove it or paint over it. They decided they would appeal to the city commission.
Which is their right.
Yep, absolutely.
Unfortunately, the owners did not appear last night.
Right.
And the commission decided to uphold the decision.
The first appeal was scheduled to be heard in front of the commission, I believe, on February 5th. We know that the applicant or the owner. Folks that were appealing were caught out of town, I think, in a snowstorm.
Oh, I believe.
And that's fine. Yeah. We'll postpone this. They had it last night, and no one showed up. So the commission decided to uphold the recommendation from the Architecture Review Commission.
So then the decision is it needs to be removed.
Decision
is
final.
Which is unfortunate, like but
yep.
And there's a reason for the ordinance, just like there's a sign ordinance in the community. It's public safety.
Public issues,
are, you know, certainly aesthetics involved, building codes.
Yep, all those.
Building guidelines, they all come into play here, and this is just part of that. So
it's interesting, we have a community beautification committee, and we had some discussion on murals and things like that last week. And, again, Planner Van Dyke had made the point that, you know, as part, you want your street-facing sides of your building to be part of the architecture of the building, not necessarily a mural. And so whether if you have a building and you have a in your downtown area and you have a maybe there's a vacant lot in between buildings, then those sides of those buildings could have, mm-hmm. you know, the murals on mm-hmm. them, but not on the street-facing yeah. side. Again,
and there's reasons for it.
Yep, you want yeah. that. You want that street-facing side to be part of the architecture and part of the building that's going to last.
Some continuity, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So interesting. Like I said, between chickens and crematoriums and fireworks and murals,
art, it, yeah.
we had a. If you think we're bored and we don't have anything to do, you're very much mistaken. So
well, some
all kinds
some,
of things.
Some items that weren't as much fun, I guess, to talk mm-hmm. about on your consent agenda. There was an amendment. Commission approved an amendment to engineering services for the raw water intake, which we've talked about many times.
Yep.
And up by the Heskett plant area where that's coming in.
Right. Our current intake structure is up by the Heskett plant, and that was in the news the last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at relocating that intake, just right. the intake structure, downstream a bit. And this is the next step in that process. We have made an application to the State Water Commission for grant dollars. We're getting towards final design on mm-hmm. the intake. And so, again, an amendment to this, the agreement with AE2S was on the table and the board approved it. So
and
we're
that makes
taking
it,
that next step.
Taking it to the final design
yep.
phase. Great. Also, another item that we've talked about before is the 19th Street Trail. It's a phase one cost participation
yep.
maintenance agreement. We talked about that probably starting a year ago, that there's some concerns up in this area for kids crossing 19th Street, right. there's a school in the area and that type of thing, but that moved forward as
yep.
well.
A lot of requests for a trail. We did a grant application mm-hmm. For, you know, hawk signals, and I think they won't be a hawk signal. There'd be different kinds of signals.
Yeah, a little modification to the original
the
design.
Yep,
yeah.
but move that step forward, so that'll go in the process of it is a Department of Transportation or a DOT project.
Okay.
It'll go into their bid queue, and we'll see how bids
come
back.
I think we have a map
we
of
go.
That, too, that we could probably show a little bit about the location of that and an image of,
yep.
of you know, where that... Where that will be and
for the radio
what it may
listeners,
look at.
It
yes.
is in the Fort Lincoln School area, moving to the west down to the entrance to Macedonia Hills on the south side of 19th Street.
And again, this all erupted, excuse the term, but erupted from concerns that residents have in this area about kids
yep.
crossing this area. So this trail is intended to help these kids be crossing the street safely.
That and a school safety study
right.
with both Bismarck and Mandan.
Certainly.
So
yep.
was
yep.
one of those leading indicators up to, okay, we've got an issue
mm-hmm.
here. We knew we had an issue.
Okay.
It's how do we solve it? And so now we're taking some steps to try and solve that issue.
Under new business last night, mm-hmm. Some other transportation issues that Justin had brought forward.
Yep.
And that is the MPO has... uncovered, if you will, some possible funding for additional studies to move forward.
Right. There's usually a list of areas that we need to study and go, what are the future transportation needs of the community through the Metropolitan Planning Organization or the MPO?
Mm-hmm.
And I think there were three different project areas that Justin brought forward last night. One was...
And no action taken on this.
No action taken. We wanted
okay.
to get kind of just... Sometimes we bring things in front of the commission. They're
float
more
the
informative and
yeah.
say, what do you think before we move
sure.
to that final step? So last night, if you're familiar with the Mandan Middle School area, Sunset Drive kind of ends at the end of the middle school. We've had a couple studies that show, all right, where would you extend Sunset Drive to going to the north and going to the south of town? It's the McKinsey Drive exit, if you know where the new wellness center is. If you travel just to the west and you keep on going, you would have to cross the Hart River at some point in time and connect up into Highway 1806. And how would we do that?
Mm-hmm.
That's one area of study. And the other where future growth in the city of Mandan is more than likely going to happen would be going west. If you go west behind the Mandan High School and in that area, whether
yeah.
it's you extend Low Strader Road to the north or you extend Boundary Road to the west, you know, what makes most sense.
So three areas that he identified last
correct.
Night, floated it in front of the commission,
yep.
said, if there's a possibility for additional funding for some of these studies, here's what's on our radar right
yep.
now.
And, okay. and again, we ask commission, if there's another area of town that you think we need to be at, please let us know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's kind of...
Nothing
we,
decided.
We bring it to them,
right.
Get their opinion, and we move forward from there.
You brought forward the legislative update number 3.
Correct.
So you were watching some bills at the state legislature you come back periodically or at every meeting now mm-hmm. and update the commission on what you're seeing and what's yep. happening.
I think we've got 40 or 41 bills that we are, there are more bills that we're watching, but mm-hmm. we're kind of tracking these a little more closely sure. than the others.
The Prairie Dog Bill is one.
Prairie Dog Bill is one that, as I understand,
really just important.
Passed yeah. the House today.
Okay.
And or this morning, and
which will provide funding for infrastructure yep. improvements.
And that's what, as Senator Wardner dubbed it, the Prairie Dog Bill, because prairie dogs are very good at building underground infrastructure, and we like to say underground or above ground, mm-hmm. So that we, you know, in the city of Mandan, there is no end. Mm-hmm. to our infrastructure needs and replacement of whether it's street maintenance, whether it's new water lines, sewer lines,
oh, yeah.
water intake structures like mm-hmm. we just talked about, you know, our sewer. Yeah. There's an unending list that you Absolutely. Always have to keep up to date on. And yeah. so we're.
And it should be mentioned that it did pass the House.
Yep.
But this is crossover. It's crossover is coming this week, maybe even as early as today or tomorrow, they might adjourn
right.
For the session. So all that means is that it's gone through the House. Now it starts on the other yep. side.
We, like I said, on our list of 40 to 41 bills, there are a number of them that have been defeated. So we kind of pull those off our list sure. for now, and we keep track of the ones that made it through one yeah. side or the other. And those are the ones that we are concerned about.
Kind
but we
of
also,
whittling down the
yep,
list.
We also keep an eye out for there may be bills that have been defeated, mm-hmm. but they may come back in some other shape or form attached to another bill.
Okay.
So. It's we'll keep that bill or that list aside for right now, but we always keep an eye out on mm-hmm. things like that. So, right. Like I said, big thing was Prairie Dog Bill moved from the House to the Senate side, and we'll watch that closely. And we think that'll it'll help our residents very yeah. much. So, and
big shot in the arm.
Residents throughout the
yeah,
state,
absolutely.
Not just Mandan, not just Bismarck, mm-hmm. but it really is taking some.
There's
of that,
an allocation for every
yep,
city.
Some right. of the oil tax revenue and okay. spreading it statewide.
All right.
Which is a good thing.
Your meeting last night was one of those evenings where you have the school board meeting directly mm-hmm. after yours. They meet. You started at yep. 5 a little early, and they started 7. But the meeting went a little bit long, not a lot. But there was an item on your agenda that I think probably a lot of people are watching,
Correct.
And that's the animal ordinance.
Yep.
It was on the tail end of your agenda, so the decision was to...
Last night, we, like you indicated, when normally there's a Monday holiday, and both city and school board, normally school board will meet on a Monday night, and city will meet on a Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. In this instance, school board moves their meeting back one day, and we meet at 5 o'clock, school board comes in at 7 o'clock.
And usually that works pretty well.
Works pretty well, usually. This is, I think, one of the first times we've... It maybe been one or two times we mm-hmm. bumped up against that 7 o'clock time. Last night we were doing that. The questions on the, in essence, dub it the dog ordinance, whatever you want to call it. We had a first consideration back in November on this issue. And since that time, we've received quite a bit of public feedback and input onto what they like about what we had proposed and what we didn't like. And so we kind of did a reboot. And... Like I said, we're very appreciative of the folks that provided public comment on that. Attorney Brown and Police Chief Ziegler and Deputy Police Chief Flayton have had many discussions on this, and they've kind of redrafted that ordinance. So that last night was tabled until March 5th. We will talk about it then for the first consideration of that ordinance. And like I said, if you're interested, it is still out on our February 19th agenda packet site on the website. You can take a look at it, see what you think. And again, we're still very much open to public comment like we always are. And I know Chief Ziegler and Deputy Chief Flayton will kind of go through the highlights of that
okay.
at our next meeting.
You'll do it at the next meeting
Correct.
Then? Yeah, yep. there's been a lot of attention to it. And then, again, I think probably the impetus was last summer when there was an attack.
And, yep.
You know,
and that's
a very serious situation. So that was the impetus for
right.
all
we've,
this activity.
We've taken a lot of time on this. And like I said, what we want to do is make sure we get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we know that some people will agree and some people won't.
Well, there's a lot of opinions
but,
out there,
like I said,
Jim.
We've received a lot of very good comments on it. From concerned folks, and we've tried to incorporate those comments
yeah.
Into what we've drafted here. So we're hopeful that this will move forward.
Well, before before we end today, I wanted to talk about a news release that we got yesterday about the economic indicators are in for 2018. Most of your indicators are pretty up to date here. There's a couple of things that aren't. That were just, you're waiting on some sales tax numbers and those types of things. But some good news, and then there's some not so great news.
Correct.
But 2018, not too bad.
2018, you know, we saw very, what we consider a really strong year in our single family housing market. New homes were being built in the same pace as they were last year. We didn't see a downturn in that. We did see a downturn in our multifamily units. And, you know, if we would have been talking 6-7 years ago, we would have said, when's the last time an apartment building was built in Mandan? And we probably couldn't tell you. We've had a number of new multifamily units go up in the last 5, 6, 7 years. Last year, we didn't see any new of those buildings go up, which if you look at the rental market, we can tell that, you know, people are advertising
and
it is open. The market has reacted and it's filled that need.
Absolutely.
And so we'll probably take a break now for a while before multifamily housing moves up again.
But again, like you say,
single family homes continue to be strong.
Yeah. Real estate sales look good as well.
Interesting. I think there were between 300 and 310 units sold in 2017, the same number in 2018. Average sale price, I think, went up by about $10,000, if I remember my numbers correctly. And which shows us, you know, our retail, our single-family home market is still pretty strong.
And the number of days on the market.
Days on the market extended by, I think, 10 days, which still isn't that long in the time period of selling a home. Our sales tax collections were down, I think, 9%.
Mm-hmm. You knew that was coming, though.
We knew that was coming. That was a trend that had been shown all year long. So we had, you know, made adjustments.
But you were saying earlier that your numbers already for 2019 are much higher than anticipated.
Right. Collections and, you know, when we get our January check on sales tax collections, it's usually from December or November sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so our January sales tax were very strong. Our food and beverage tax has gone up considerably, which is good. The amount we collect in hotel occupancy fees has gone down, which we have seen across the state. I think your average daily rate and your prices of rooms is certainly nowhere near the 2012, 13, 14 numbers, and those have continued to drop a bit. And not necessarily, it's both in occupancy and the amount that tax is generally based on your price of your room.
Yeah.
So as your price of your room drops, your tax that you collect on that room drops also.
So residential, single family, real estate sales, restaurant and lodging tax.
All very good.
All very good.
Correct.
Yeah. Everything else is a little bit down. So.
And sales tax, you know, we know that is variable based on the economy, and which all of them are, obviously. But the, you know, statewide, we know that the western part of the state with the oil activity picking back up the last year and a half, has been very good, and we'll expect to see some of those numbers affect Mandan in the next 6 months.
Well, thanks for sharing those numbers with us today, and thanks for coming.
Hey, thank you very much.
We'll see you in a couple weeks again.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Mary.
And thank you for tuning in to this edition of City Current.
For more information on what was discussed in this episode of City Current, visit cityofmandan.com or call 701-667-3215. If you have any suggestions, comments, or issues you would like addressed in future City Current episodes, contact us at info@freetv.org. This program airs on Government Access Channel 2 and 602 in HD, or on Radio Access 102.5 FM. It's also available as a podcast on radioaccess.org and as a video viewing link at freetv.org. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of City Current.